Prologue.
It moved through the house. It did not walk. Not in the way the living understood it. It slipped along the floorboards, through the soft membrane of silence that night laid down like a sheet. The kind of silence that grew dense with breath and memory, and other things not meant to be touched. Rain struck the windows in waves. Not rhythmic. Not kind. It slapped the glass in cold bursts, hard enough to make the frames creak. Guttering above gurgled and moaned, water choking in the bends. Somewhere below, the old boiler kicked and muttered, iron and heat exchanging curses. But up here, in the hush between rooms, the dark was still. It passed the wall mirror and did not look in. It knew what it would not see. It paused outside the first door. Light seeped out beneath, amber, muted. Inside, the mother curled in sheets that still smelled of grief. Her breathing was shallow, uneven. It watched the breath lift her chest, watched it fall, then moved on.
The hallway narrowed slightly near the turn, where the old beam in the ceiling bowed and the damp gathered. It lingered there. It liked that place. Another door, this one closed, a pale shadow at its base. Light spilling in through the bedroom window from the shop below. Rain carved rivers against the pane beyond. Inside, the girl, curled, soft. The rhythm of her sleep was different, more open. It pressed against the door, not with fingers, not quite. The door yielded, just enough, just wide enough. It slipped in. The room was warmer than the hall. It did not like that. But it liked the girl. She slept facing the wall, one arm curled beneath her pillow. Her cardigan hung neatly on the back of the chair. The lamp on the bedside table was off, but the light from the window painted strips across her blanket, grey and watery. It made no sound as it watched her shiver. Then, slowly, it moved in, not to see, but to feel. The warmth rising from her body was soft, steady, rhythmic, blood moving beneath skin, fever under flesh. It remembered warmth. It remembered bodies. This stirred something old inside it, something dry and long shriveled, a hollow place aching to be filled. From the cleft in its face, something slithered out, slow and obscene, pale, ribbed with vein-like ridges, glistening as though oiled in something ancient and not quite natural. The tip was split slightly, like the tongue of a reptile, but heavier, wetter. It dragged itself across the air with a slick, suctioned sound, like something drawn from the throat of a drowned thing. When it passed over what remained of her hair, tucked around her face like fallen silk, it trembled. It tasted. Then it touched her cheek. Not a kiss, not a caress. A pressing, damp and slow. It slid downward, a wet stripe following behind, pulling fine hairs upright as it passed. Her skin responded in the wrong way, goose flesh rising as if in anticipation. Her head twitched, a murmur at the back of her throat. She stirred as its single eye rolled back, the veined white exposed, and the sound began. Not words meant for ears, not any living tongue. They rasped like bones scraping stone.
Nklava sum inthrest, dolmenakai, shivret ul.
And then, rising from the stream of broken syllables,
One word surfaced clear, like a bloated body rising in a flood.
Return.
Then it sank again, swallowed by the grind of the old tongue. A language long dead, born in the cracks of bone and salt. Each syllable soft at the edge, but full of wrong. It slithered further, until its mouth hovered just above her ear. It inhaled her warmth, and exhaled in broken rasps.
It needs a place to grow.